Welcome to our podcast. This is Friends on Fire.
I'm Mike. I'm a lifelong devotee of financial independence. I even wrote a book about it.
And I'm Maggie, a newer convert, but just as passionate, especially on the intersection of minimalism and financial independence. We're one and the
same. We are two like-minded friends who believe that talking about money with your friends and family opens the door to financial well-being.
The Friends on Fire podcast is about dispelling myths, building financial acumen, and sharing your financial independence journey with the people you care about.
This is Friends on Fire. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Mike.
How's it going?
It's going good. How was your spring break?
It was uneventful. We went to Asheville over the weekend and then basically just sat around the house and kids played with their friends. No big trips or anything.
Oh, nice.
You went car camping, right?
We went Tesla car camping. The only reason I throw the Tesla on there is because it's important, because I don't think you should go camping in the average car.
Mm-hmm.
But a Tesla is uniquely built because you're driving around a massive battery that can control the temperature, provide TV, internet, charge all your devices. It was pretty cool, actually. Yeah. We had a great time.
Yeah. Cool.
It was different, and there was like a stoic part of it. I like a little bit of suffering sometimes. And it wasn't a lot of suffering, to be clear. By the way, I just want to share some quick context for people. Mike has tried to fix this, but there's something going on with his video where it's like constantly flickering, but we felt like this was better than just not seeing each other, especially for this episode. And so I'm like distracted a little bit, but I'm gonna get through it. And when it flicks, just so you know, I don't know if it does this on your end, Mike, there's like a second version of your head next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like a ghost Mike up in the top left
corner. Now you're outnumbered.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable. It's like those interviews at work where it'd be like a 3-1 interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone would also sit on one side of the table. It was a lot. Anyways, we had a nice spring break. It was fun.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah. So we have some big news to share today.
Yeah, big news.
I think it's big. Before we actually share it, because we're going to have to like tease it a little bit, not to drive people crazy. So we, this morning on a whim, an hour before we're recording right now, Mike, so I only gave people, you know, an hour to reply. And, you know, most people are like at work and have jobs and aren't on Instagram waiting to reply to my polls. I thought it would be fun to post that we're sharing some big news, which this won't go out to people until this coming Sunday night or Monday morning, but that we've got some big news to share. And I wanted to see what people's guesses were. Like, I'm always a big like guess type of person, you know, like when I'm telling someone how much something costs, I like to be like, let's play Price is Right. And I know I have certain friends who are like, just tell me, I don't want to play this game. And I'm like, oh, I love playing this game. And so I don't know why I always think it's fun to like guess something before you find out the actual thing. It can sometimes be a dangerous game because people can start guessing things and you're like, gosh, why would you think that I would do that? Or, why, you know, whatever. So, but we got some interesting guesses. Mike hasn't even seen these, I don't think. Mike, what do you think the number one guess was?
I think the guess was that I was leaving work.
Yes, that was the number one guess. So, gosh, out of 1, 2, 3, I'm gonna have a rough percentage in my head, but that was 90% of the guesses were Mike is retiring with question mark, exclamation point, lots of exclamation points and question marks before, like many of them. Some of them, someone said Mike is firing, Mike is retiring, Mike is retiring, blah, 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 all the same. Couple other outlier guesses. You'll be presenting at a conference. We've done that before, that we don't make like a big deal about announcing that. Not that it's not special. That is not the answer. I'll come back to the Mike is retiring. Greg went back to work was one of the guesses. You have a sponsorship for your podcast, one of the guesses. And then YouTube channel, which we kind of have, but I wouldn't really call it that. It's more of like an archive of our audio. So yeah, lots of interesting guesses. Not surprised that so many people guessed you're retiring. We get a lot of questions about when and how and if.
Yeah, it makes my team at work very anxious. They're constantly asking me about it.
Yeah.
In fact, I've had a couple of them have a requirement with me that I need to give them at least 6 months notice. Otherwise, mm-hmm. they'll be super pissed. I'm not allowed to just spring it on them.
That's a fair request. But you're not really springing it on them in the sense, because even when I left, I think people might have been surprised by the timing, but we've been publicly podcasting for 3.5 years about early retirement and our goal, you know, so like mm-hmm. they know it's coming someday, whether it's in 6 months or 3 years, right?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, before we get to the actual news, that reminds me, Maggie, that when we first started the podcast, I can't remember how you felt, but I was a little nervous, like not a lot nervous, but a little nervous about how people at work, especially like my chain of command, would feel about this podcast, very clearly about leaving work eventually.
Yeah. I think we both talked about that.
And in the end, it ended up being like the best thing for my reputation at the company, because everybody listened to it, you know, and I think they appreciated my honesty about the topic, and perhaps constantly worried that if they did something wrong, I might just leave. I don't know. But I had never had any adverse impacts at work because of it.
Yeah, I think when you're generally a good employee,
mm-hmm.
it probably puts more, I don't even know how to word it, but it makes it where, if anything, like you said, people are more concerned that you're going to leave at some point and they want to keep you versus, I don't know what the alternative would be, right? If they just don't care. But no, I agree. I think we both had some concerns when we started the podcast about podcasting publicly. I don't know why I keep saying the word publicly, but like, I guess all podcasts are public. But about taking our lives more public.
Yeah, and private podcasts are called phone calls.
right. More personal details and other things of just sharing all that, you know, and talking about work and other things. And we were very cautious early on about talking about work.
Yeah.
I think and even who we worked for and stuff.
Yeah. I never understood that, actually. Why did you never want to say our company's name?
Well, first off, it took anyone who was studious, took you like 30 seconds to Google either one of us. I mean, we had our names on the website. And I think I just was cautious about, we actually have a social media policy and other things. And like, you are supposed to be careful about, you know, not associating your own personal views with the company you work for. And just the leadership position I was in, I was like, I wanted to keep a little bit of quote church and state, mm-hmm. you know, of like, and sometimes we would talk about stuff at work, and I don't think we'd like complain about work per se, but I just always was like, you know, there's not a lot of value in like mentioning. I liked where we work, where I don't know how to say it since you still work there and I do not. But I have so much love for that company. And so anything I would have said would have been positive, except for maybe on like a bad day or frustrated day. Anyways, we're getting off topic. We're just further teasing out the news.
So the news is,
Mike, are you retiring?
I am retiring from the podcast, not from work.
Dun, dun, dun. First off, now that you've like said it aloud publicly, as we've use that word inappropriately, it just, I don't know, it feels, I have so many feelings about this, guys, like so many, this is just, it's big news, you know, like I think it's, Mike, to me, to take it back to all the guesses, it is bigger news than you retiring.
Yeah, more surprising news, perhaps. Yeah, I think everybody knew I was going to leave work eventually.
Yeah, we all know you're going to. Yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, not to stress your team out. It's just a matter of when. You'll be fine, guys. But no, I think it is. It was unexpected for me, for sure. So I imagine that it was unexpected for our listeners. And look, there's so much to like reflect upon and talk about. But like, so share some more, Mike. I didn't mean to jump right in, but this is big news.
Yeah, so we are episode, what episode is this? 197? 197, right? It's 197.
Three more episodes after
episode
this.
Episode 200 will be my last podcast. And, you know, we always make the joke about like back when we were baby podcasters or toddler podcasters, you know? So how old in podcast years is 200 episodes, Maggie?
I don't know, like dog years? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Is there an actual ratio?
No, I just made this up.
So you just made this
up. I think it's about age 78. I don't think many people make it past five podcasts, you know? You know, if you look at the library of Apple Podcasts, I don't think people make it past a handful of podcasts. So 200, I think, is actually quite old and experienced for podcasters. Is there a way that you can look this up?
Yeah, it's funny. As you said that, I'm like Googling it. I have heard some stats. And the problem is when I Google like average tenure of a podcast, I'm getting the average length of podcast episodes, which is 46 minutes, by the way.
The reason I think that is because I remember in our first year, we had heard some stats at FinCon about how, I'm going to butcher this, and I don't really remember what it was, but it's basically like if you get 1,000 downloads an episode, that puts you in like the top 1% or something, you know?
Yeah.
And so within just a very short time period, we had reached like the top 1% and or something very high.
Yeah, a respectable following.
And with the understanding, though, that, you know, like Joe Rogan's podcast gets like 10 million downloads an episode. So there's like a big stratification of these podcasts once you get up into the top. But it made me think that also people just don't stick with it. Like it's a fun hobby to try, but then most people, when they realize how much work it is, sort of just abandon it after a short period of time. So that's why I make the joke about it being age 78.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think I have no idea now. I'm like super curious to find some data on it, but yes, I heard the same thing and I've read it before and for some reason can't find it now. But yes, there are the outliers of like very commercialized, like heavily funded people doing this full time for a living that can last, you know, much longer. But the average people doing this is kind of a passion or a hobby. Yeah, I think 3.5 years is, which by the way, we've been doing this for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. We started January of 2020, having no idea that COVID was 3 months away.
Yeah. Well, that's when we launched our first episode. We had been working on it.
Yeah, we had been working on it for a couple months.
A few months before then. A
few months, yeah.
Yeah.
We worked pretty quickly, so really only a few months, like from our ideation to our, you know. So this is really sad, Mike. Mike knows I'm really sad, and I'm not like, you know, one to hold back my feelings, as you guys know. but this is really sad. Like, I am very sad to see. First off, I totally understand and respect and appreciate that Mike, and I don't know how much you want to talk about it, Mike, but that you are, you know, kind of at a point where you just don't want to do this anymore, right? Aren't getting the same joy out of it that I am. And I don't know if you want to word that better than me.
Sure, but finish your thought and then I'll share some more.
Well, I will say I totally respect and appreciate and understand where Mike is and the decision that he has made. But I'm in a very different place, right? Like you know, it's hard for me to say the place I'm in, but I feel like you should just like share yours first, right, Mike. I think people are going to be very curious, right? Like what, why are you, you know, why have you come to this decision?
Well, I guess a couple reasons. There's really two parts of the answer. Why do I want to stop and why now? And the first thing that I think is important is that this has always been a passion project for us. And, you know, we kind of like flirted with the idea of checking out sponsors like very early on. And we were just like, this is terrible. It's like a lot of work. They would have influence over the show. Like we want nothing to do with making money. And as someone who like, I studied film in college, I worked in television, like I have some experience in pursuing your passions for pay. And it's like, it does not work out. It did not work out for me. And so I've been very happy that we never pursued making money with this. It was purely about doing it because it was fun and we were passionate about it. But the nature of passion projects is that the passion for it is the only reason you do it. And if you lose the passion for it, then there's no money, you know, there's no contracts, there's no like people who are depending on you to survive.
I mean, just me, Mike, but whatever.
Yeah, just you. But we're still friends. Like, we're not going to, it's not like
we're just not friends on fire. Oh, and actually, we're still friends on fire.
Yes.
Once you quit your job, then we'll be truly friends on fire.
And so I think for people who have had passion projects, the thing that's interesting about this podcast is that it's not once a year or once every 6 months, it's every week. And we do something on it every day. And so there are always little things in life that present challenges or frustrations or things that just aren't ideal. And most of these things, like, they roll off your shoulders, right? And if you're doing something that makes you happy and every 6 months something like little weird happens, then it's not a problem. But I think over time for me, little challenges and elements of this work just kind of made me lose that passion slowly over time. And so I think people who have been engaged in long-term passion projects can relate to this, especially ones that are very frequent and time-consuming. And so it's not like there was anything that happened. You know, I didn't catch Maggie embezzling money from the Friends on Fire account that has $40 in it or whatever. You know, it's just slowly over time I became less passionate about it. even though the topic itself, I still, you know, it's my life. It's how I live. So that's part one. Part two is why now? And at 200 episodes, I look back and I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe we had 200 almost hour-long episodes together about personal finance. It's incredible. And I've always been very interested, captivated by the idea of people retiring or leaving at the peak. You know, when you see somebody in the NFL who's like 26 and they're Super Bowl MVPs or whatever, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to retire. You know, I want to leave now. I always thought that was super cool. And it's one of the reasons, Maggie, I've had such admiration for, you know, your situation leaving work. I mean, you were at the peak. If you wanted to stay, you could have kept going up. They would have loved to have you. I mean, you were peak corporate performance. And you're like, nah, I think this is good. Because at some point, you know, things start to trail off and it becomes less and less enjoyable. But, you know, finding a good milestone moment to stop, I've always been interested in. And so 200 episodes for me just seems like quite an achievement. And I would really love to have those stats right now, because I bet we would find that 0.1% of podcasts make it to 100 episodes, let alone 200 episodes.
Well, we'll look it up and find it and share it on one of our next three episodes. We'll share it on our last episode so we can really like size ourselves in podcast years like you tried to do.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Mike. Were you done, or did I distract you with my podcast years? Okay. I'm just going to get you those stats was my point. It's on my to-do list. Yeah. So I will briefly, anytime I say briefly, you know, it's not going to be brief, but I'll briefly share, you know, my thoughts at a high level. And I guess maybe, you know, we can segue into a little bit of like what's next too. What's next in terms of like our last three episodes, because we want you guys to be involved in those. But we'll get to that soon. You know, this, I think I used the word sad a couple times. You know, I'll just repeat what I said earlier. Like I've said this to Mike like 12 times, but this is still new news to me for what it's worth, right? I've had a couple weeks to process this. And so I think people are really curious about this stuff, Mike. So I will say, like, I've known this, our last two episodes, I've known this for. That's it. So you guys are pretty, you're getting this news like pretty fresh. We didn't wait too long to tell you. And so this is still like, I'm still processing it, honestly. But I will tell you, you know, my current feeling is pretty similar to my like immediate feeling, a little bit different. And I'll get into the specifics of what's different there. But it's just like, I totally understand, respect. There's like nothing to argue with about what Mike just said, right? Like, it's a personal decision that you're just not, your heart's not in it anymore. It's not worth the work. I shouldn't say like worth the work you put in, but you know what I mean? Like, you just don't want to do it anymore. And the great thing about a passion project, like you said, is you can do whatever you want, right? And so I'm just in a very different place, right? I completely understand and respect where you're at. And I was about to say where Mike's at, but I'm like, you're right here. And by the way, he fixed his video also. So yeah, I can now look you in the eye because you're not flashing and moving around the screen 12 ways. So I was surprised because I think I thought we had more runway in us, you know, but I also like, I get it. And my immediate response was like, well, I'm not done. Like I in some ways, like, it's funny, the week I found out about this was like the final week of the play. And I was like really, really busy that week. And I was like, so looking forward to starting to like dive more into a lot of stuff that I've kind of had ideas around and different things. So anyways, I just to kind of tease what's next for me, you know, my immediate response to Mike was like, wow, that's a bummer. Right, is your mind made up? You know, are we the same? I told him the same thing that I used to tell everyone that was like resigning to me over the years. I would very respectfully be like, is your mind already made up, or is this negotiable? Not negotiable, but you know what I mean? Like, do you want to talk about it? Because some people come in and they leave something because it's a cry for help is like a exaggerative term. You know, they're not feeling appreciated. They're not, you know, all these different things, you know? And so, you know, as soon as I kind of knew that, like, you know, Mike had put, you're a pretty thoughtful person, had put a lot of thought into this decision. I was like, there's nothing to like discuss or debate about. I was very quickly thinking, okay, well, like, what's next? You know, what do we do from here? And I know, you know, for me, I'm kind of in like the opposite space you're in a way, Mike. Like, I'm more committed and wanting to do something like this, which we'll talk about in a minute. And a big piece of it is because I've retired and because, you know, I was so worried. This is like very vulnerable, but also very true. And in a way, not that vulnerable because it might be super obvious. You know, when I left IHG, I was really, really worried that I was like making the wrong decision because so much of my identity was tied up in that job and work and what I did and, you know, all these things. And I was really scared that I would get to the other side of it and be like, what did I do? That's who I was. And I just walked away from it. And, you know, I found on the other side, that's like of all the feelings I've had, like not one of them has been like my identity, right? But in a way, one of the ways that made it easier for me to leave, I think, is having Friends on Fire, because like it was a fun project. It was also a big piece of my identity, had become a big piece of my identity. And something I really enjoyed putting time into. And yeah, it becomes a chore and, you know, there's just stuff we have to do every week to get a podcast out. But I generally enjoy it and have enjoyed it. And so for me, I'm rambling, but for me, I'm enjoying this. And I think for it's even like more important part of my life in retirement, if that makes sense. Like I'm getting a lot of joy. We get so many comments and feedback from listeners of just the value that we're adding to their lives that really keeps me motivated and makes me happy and gives me some of the sense of not even accomplishment, but sense of value that I am seeking in my retired life since leaving corporate America. And so for me, this is like even more important to me than it was a year ago, if that makes sense. Does that make sense, Mike? Like,
yeah, it does. And, you know, I think the difference is that you have really leaned into a lot of the other, I want to say benefits, but really paths that a public show can take in a very successful way. And so you have integrated yourself with the personal finance community. You engage people very thoughtfully and enthusiastically on social and through other shows. And like, that's really cool. And I can see why that's really exciting for you and why you'd want to continue. That's never really interest me. And so, you know, for me, it was really like, I like talking about money. You know, I like talking about the technical aspects of money and I like talking about it with you. But I never really got into those other things. And I think if I was, you know, an active part of that community, if I had been going to conferences and doing all this other stuff, you know, maybe it would have been a different equation for me. But I think it's really cool that you're going to continue doing that, because you've had a very successful run and become, I think, quite a popular person in this community. So I'm curious to see what you're going to do next and how successful you're going to be. I think whatever you do, whether it's a show or a social media or a blog, whatever, I think it's going to become like exponentially more successful than Friends on Fire. I really believe that.
That's interesting. I would never use the word popular because I feel like there's like 20 people I talk to, but they're 20 people I really like. Yeah, I think, you know, it's interesting that you comment just about, you know, like the broader kind of community. I went to FinCon once. One of the things that is interesting too, and correct me if I'm wrong, and you don't want to do that stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, that's right.
Oh, okay, sorry. You had said something like, perhaps if I had been in, you know, whatever, because on all those things, like, yeah, it's sort of, it's the difference in our personalities is like, we're both introverts, to be clear, but different, you know, there's very different styles of introverts. I enjoy those things with like-minded people and find it very, I can't think of a better word other than stimulating, but just enjoyable. Yeah, and you don't, right? That's like stressful to you and not.
Yeah.
Enjoyable.
Yeah. I think the social aspect of it is, it's like creates more anxiety for me. Anxiety is the wrong word.
Than benefit.
It's just much more energy draining. I talk to people about personal finance all the time, you know, and it's like, it's fun for me. But I think what I need in order to be happy is just at a very different level, probably like much less than what you might think I need. So I like the people we interviewed, you know, some of them I talked to occasionally, but it was never like more interesting than just, you know, doing the podcast. And so my comment was like, if I had all of these other friends in the community if I had, you know, gotten myself integrated and found satisfaction in doing that, this might be a different conversation. But for me, it was like I just enjoyed doing the show, and then over time it just became less fun. And so 200 episodes is where I thought I would be able to look back and, you know, see this as a great success.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm going to be more specific with people, because I think people are going to be curious, like, what's happening with Friends on Fire. And so I'll be really honest, but I've gotten a lot of questions about this from a very small group of people, and every single person has asked this question. So let's get more specific on what's next, right? We have 3 episodes coming up. We'll talk about that at the end, because we have some questions for you, and we want to cover what you want to hear from us in the next 3 episodes. But we'll do a spiel for that at the end. Our catalog of 200 episodes, like Mike said, it's a long cat. It's 78 years, according to you, Mike, in podcast years. It's will still be available. It's still there. Friends on Fire will still be a thing. And, you know, when Mike first told me this news, my immediate response was, well, it's a good thing our name is Friends on Fire and not like Mike and Maggie's financial show, which is a terrible name, because I was like, it lends itself. Like, my first thought was, it lends itself to, like, well, it sucks you're leaving, but like, I could talk to other friends about money, right? And we could still be Friends on Fire and all this. And I think that was not initially your expectation or vision with retiring, right? Like, Mike's initial thought was, you know, when he retired, Friends on Fire would retire. And maybe it'll come back for a reunion tour someday or something, but it would be retiring, you know, with him. And so and then you came back around and were like, no, if you want to go do something with it, you know, go for it. And I, in that time, was like, you know what? I'm going to start my own thing. Either way, I was like, I'm going to continue this. And I was sure in my head right away, like, well, I'm going to continue something, and I got to figure out what that's going to look like. But in that amount of time, I kind of got to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm going to start something new. And I'll talk about that probably in our last episode, maybe. And I'm not even saying that to tease people. I'm saying that because I'm still figuring out what I'm going to start new. But I can tell you, like, I'm going to start my own thing. I'll share more about it soon. I'm definitely, like, scrambling to come up with it quickly. In a perfect world, I'd have, like, 6 weeks. But I actually have a goal to launch it the following Monday after Friends on Fire retires, because I'm not that person who, like, took off 3 months between jobs, you know? Mm-hmm. I should have. But I'm excited to, like, I like the weekly cadence, and, like, I don't want to miss a week. I have this, like, weird thing where I'm like, I don't want to miss a week, you know? And so I am going to start something new. It's going to be a podcast. It's going to involve me talking with other people, and I won't be talking to myself. I should just clarify that. I'm not a big fan of, like, monologue podcasts, particularly in this space. Like, I think it just can be tough and dry and harder. Not all dry, but just, it's, like, harder to do, right? I've tried it before in some brief stints, and I like talking to other people. It's what I think makes this fun and interesting. And so it will be a weekly podcast. It will have a different name. It will have a slightly different style, but it's still going to be talking about money. And it's going to be talking about it probably more leaning towards my style of money, in the sense of talking about more of the, like, psychological side of it, and emotional side of it. And then plenty of the technical too, but we tend to kind of lean both, because of, you know, I think our preferences between Mike and I. Like, Mike, you lean more. We always say, like, you're the finance and I'm the fun. And so it's going to be, like, I guess, just lots of fun. No finance. Just kidding. we are going to talk about money and personal finance, but more like the emotional, psychological side of it. And so I'll leave it there to just tease that, like, I will keep podcasting weekly. There will be a new name. I will share all of that with you guys soon. Soon as I figure it out, you know, this is, you know, bittersweet, because I am excited. Like, it's interesting to start something new. Like, it's fun. I mean, Mike, you and I were even talking about that. Like, the period where you're starting something new and, like, building something can often be more fun than, like, the, like, monotonous continuation of that thing once you've built it.
Yeah, it's the concept of a fresh start, which is why everybody feels enthusiastic on January 1st to go tackle all of their stuff. Starting over, regardless of what you're starting over from, can be really fun. So I think it's going to be awesome when you start something new.
It's funny that you say, thank you, by the way. And it's funny that you say fresh start, because my first episode is about the fresh start effect, cool. Which is a real thing. And it can be the fresh start effect. It doesn't have to be January 1st, right? It could be May 15th, which will be the first week of my new podcast. And the week before that, May 8th, will be our last Friends on Fire episode. I get a little like teary-eyed even saying that out loud. So a couple things, Mike. You can get vintage Friends on Fire stickers on Etsy.
Vintage.
Y'all, I got a lot of stickers. And like I said, Friends on Fire isn't going away. It's still a thing. We'll have this library of 200 episodes. They're not going anywhere. We're going to continue to, you know, keep them up. But I got a lot of stickers. So if you would like to purchase one, they're for sale on Etsy for $3. Which mostly covers like the envelopes and shipping and handling. And I think we tease this, Mike, but you never know. We might come back someday and do like a reunion tour, kind of catch up. Certainly may have, if Mike ever wants to come and see what he's up to on my new podcast. We can check in with Mike every now and then. We have 3 episodes left though. And I think our last episode is going to be a lot of like reflections and just, you know, some of our favorite moments, and maybe we'll read some reviews and different emails we've gotten. We get a lot of like reviews and emails that are very heartwarming on like the impact that we've had on someone's life. And like, that means a lot to me. Like that fuels me in a way that my corporate job did not, I'll put it that way. And so maybe we'll read some of those, but for the next 2 episodes, we want to cover what you guys want to hear from us. Like, is there a topic?
Yeah,
is there a topic that we've like, we'll take questions? And it's probably going to be that we end up covering like a lot of smaller questions, but we will take specific questions you have. We will take specific questions you have. If there's a topic where like, oh my gosh, you guys never covered this topic, and I think it's so important and I want to hear your perspective on it, let us know, because we might cover it. We've got a lot of requests about like rental property stuff. Recently, I'm not sure that that's going to make the cut for our final couple episodes, but I'll definitely do some stuff on rental properties. I love talking about it in my new podcast, which I'm going to say the name of maybe in our last. I'll say it, definitely say it in our last episode, if not before then, as soon as I like lock it in. And yeah, what's our phone number, Mike?
404-981-3370.
You can text us at that number. Say it one more time.
404-981-3370.
You'd think I would have memorized this by now. Yeah, I need like a mnemonic. While. I'm bad with phone numbers. I don't even know Greg's really. So you can text us at that number. You can leave an actual old school voicemail. If you leave us a fun voicemail, we'll play it. Yeah. So if you want to leave a voicemail just sharing your favorite Friends on Fire memory, we'll play it. If you want to leave a voicemail with a specific question, a topic idea, we'll play it. So don't leave us a voicemail if you don't want us to play it. Because we don't really know that, or say it clearly in the voicemail that you don't want us to play it, because if we really like it, we might play it. And then if you want to text us, you can just text us at that number too. And you can also reach out on Instagram. You can email us. You can email either of us. It's Maggie@friendsonfire.org, or you can email Mike@friendsonfire.org. And yeah, reach out. We would love to hear from you. This is a very, like, this is, I don't even know the word, Mike, right? This is a big moment and transition in our lives. I think this is bigger than you retiring in a way. Like, I think we said that early on. For me, it's bigger.
Yeah.
I think it's bigger for everyone because it's not expected. Yeah. Reach out to us. We want to hear from you, and we want to hear what you want to hear from us for the next couple episodes. What else you got, Mike?
No, that's it. I'm looking forward to these, to hearing what everybody wants to hear from us before.
Do you have like senioritis? Are you going to phone it in the last few?
No.
Mike's going to give you these like half baked answers about things.
Or I'll just do a terrible job editing the show.
You're going
to leave off our intro.
You're going to hear like all my sniffles, and they're going to be like, what happened to Maggie? And like, Mike, quit editing Maggie. It takes a while.
Yeah.
Speaking of editing, dude,
I need to show you how it works.
Oh, I mean, I've sort of started to delve into the world of Audacity, which is, what's the word? It's editing software that many podcasters use, but it's free. There's another word for where it's like put out. It's open source, right? Isn't that the right word? Whatever. It's free. That's the best way to describe it. But it's like high quality, free piece of software. And you know, it's Mike does all the editing, which is lovely. And Mike won't be here to do all the editing anymore. Actually, we didn't discuss that. Do you want to be the editor of my podcast? That sounds fun.
It is painful, Maggie. I do not want to edit anymore.
I can imagine. That might be the one reason you're retiring. We could have just hired a podcast editor.
This would have been the easiest problem to solve ever.
Yeah, I know. We get inquiries all the time at our inbox for editing podcasts. And I'm like, nope, we're good. We got Mike. We don't need you. I archive them before Mike can even see the email, though. I'm like, we're good. We're taken care of. Yeah. Anyways, Audacity, learning curve there. It's going to be fun. But I like back in the fresh start, like it's kind of like I like learning new things and it's a new skill set. And I liked it better when you just did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also like up for the challenge of like, I could figure this out. It's not going to be as good, but it'll be something.
Yeah.
Right? I think there'll be a file loaded.
All right, Maggie. Well, we will come back in episode 198 and 199 and see what people want to hear about.
Yeah. So, you guys are basically writing those episodes. We literally have no agenda for what is on. We have all sorts of topics that we had on our, you know, future ones. And we just scrapped all that and was like, I can't even, it's hard to choose the last few, mm-hmm. you know, you're like, oh, what do you pick out of these 100 ideas we're sitting on? Which ones do we pick? So we're going to let you do all the picking, and not just because we're lazy, because we want this to be for you.
Well, I think we can skip our normal close because we probably don't need any more Apple Podcast reviews, right?
Yeah. Save your review energy for my new podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where you need to leave a review. But no, we have, we're going to do all this reflection on the last episode, so I'll save it. But I was about to say how many reviews we have. But we have like a lot of just really lovely reviews. We just got one the other day, yesterday. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So we're not even going to do a closing, huh?
Nope. We're just going to say thanks and goodbye.
Just me. Silently crying over here. I'm just kidding. I am sad, but I'm happy I'm excited for the future. I am, you know, it's just, it is bitter. It's like leaving many things in your life, right? It's like bittersweet. It was bittersweet when I left my job. You know, there were things I could talk about this all day. I'll stop talking.
I know you can. Let's save it for episode 200.
We have three more episodes. Yeah. Yeah, we'll save it. In episode 200, you're going to hear a lot about. It's going to be all feelings.
It will be an 8-hour episode. Feelings. It'll be a marathon. Yeah. Clear your calendar.
We could time box it, but it'll be all about feelings. And the stat about how old podcasts are. We'll mix in that one piece of statistics. Good. Okay. Well, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Maggie. Bye.
Bye. How are we going to say bye on our final episode?
That's a good question. Give me some time to think about it.
Okay. All right. In the meantime, bye.
Bye.